Tim Versalotti is director of the Western New England University Poll, professor of political science at Western New England University, and one of the people I enjoy talking to the most because he really knows something. Most of the time, stuff that I don't know. So Tim, welcome as always.
Thank you.
Okay. The first thing that is perplexing many people involves Trump's approval rating. We want to know, you know, that hovering between 35% and 40% of the people who voted for him, which has not moved off the dime, may in fact spell the fact that if he won with that group last time, he can win with it this time. What do you think?
It certainly seems to be his floor. No matter what has transpired in the first 10 months in office, he stays at 35, sometimes creeps up into the low 40s. And so that's what he begins with. But as we know, job approval and election percentages aren't always related, because job approval doesn't take into account an opponent, whereas election percentages do. So that is a rock solid base for him, and they are sticking with him.
So why don't they move off the dime? I mean, let me give you an example. I know a guy who has a whole bunch of children. They were all on the Child Health Plus plan. He has basically killed it, at least so far. It's not being renewed. And when I talk to the guy, basically I get hum, 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 you know, that kind of stuff. You know, he's not a bad guy. It's really the Congress's fault. It's not his fault. What is that?
Yeah, I think part of the attribution is that it is Congress's fault, that presidents are there to initiate and sign, but the day-to-day governing really is occurring in the Congress. Whether or not that's true is secondary. As we've seen with recent Congresses, that presidents have used the executive order power more and more because it's just so hard to get things through. But the public doesn't perceive it that way.
Well, at least some of the public doesn't. I mean, the guy is still hated by a lot of people. And in fact, you know, 40% still leaves 60 that doesn't like him. So
it's true. It's true. If you I've been seeing a lot of articles in sort of the high-end media, Atlantic Monthly and Salon and places like that, saying that were Trump to continue along this path, he'd still have a pretty good shot at re-election in 2020, that the Democrats have not seemed to have found a compelling message other than we're not Trump, and that wasn't enough for Hillary Clinton last time around.
Well, that's an interesting point, because elections are won and lost not only by the people who support you, but by the people who don't vote, either out of lethargy or something else. And so what is the polling showing about that crowd, the more than 50% of the American public that doesn't vote in an election, often the people who have the most to lose?
It's true. And we can point to young people tending to turn out at lower rates in the 2016 presidential election. African-American voters dropped back. They had turned out in record proportions in 2008 and 2012 because of President Obama and enthusiasm for him. But they people of color are an essential part of the Democratic coalition. And so what is the party doing to excite African Americans and then to assist more and more Latinos who are disproportionately underrepresented in registered voters? How are they assisting them? And here we're talking about second, third generation Latinos or naturalized citizens who are first generation. What is the party doing? It not just in terms of outreach. It's not just signing people up. As we saw with the motor voter bill back in the early 90s, you can ramp up your voter registration, but it's getting them out to vote. And I think at least the punditry is looking at the Democratic Party and saying that you haven't hit on the message yet. You haven't found the right combination of appeals to really excite the electorate. It's got to be more than just we need to provide a check against Donald Trump.
So, Tim Versalotti, what if they were to put a vice presidential or a presidential candidate of color somebody like Deval Patrick from your state, would they get the same kind of bump in the number of African-American voters?
Okay, I saw this coming, Alan. Yeah, perhaps, because as we both know, former Governor Patrick is a fantastic public speaker. He can fire up a crowd, very charismatic. So it's possible, but we also have to acknowledge that someone like Barack Obama may be a once-in-a-generation political figure. So we may not see that kind of excitement again. But Patrick, it's certainly conceivable. Where Patrick is going to run into trouble is his post gubernatorial employment is in part with Bain Capital. And so the left wing of the Democratic Party is going to push back against that. And it'll be a tussle. So we'll see. He would certainly be fun to watch on the campaign trail because he is a terrific speaker.
Okay. So what will it take for Trump's approval ratings to go down? For example, if Bob Mueller has a very negative report, and if, for example, they found collusion on the Russian thing between Trump and the Russians, specifically between Trump and the Russians, there would be some who would want to impeach him. But would that, in fact, drive his ratings down?
It all depends on the details in terms of what Mueller finds. It's in a case like this, it's almost top down in terms of opinion change. As long as the Republican leadership in the Congress is steadfastly behind Trump, I don't think we're going to see much happen. And Mueller would have to come out with some really compelling findings that are simple to communicate and simple to put into a context that ordinary voters can understand. And then we'd need to watch the leadership of the party to see if indeed they begin to soften their support of President Trump more than just the sort of renegade Republicans that we're seeing criticize him now. That's a steep hill to climb. Time will tell. Nobody knows what Mueller has. If they do, they're just speculating. But it would have to be something of dramatic proportions to move Trump's base.
I got a one-minute question, because it's going to be very simple for you to answer. Senator Warren has to run for re-election in 2018. She doesn't really have any problem, does she?
Well, if you look at the money race, certainly not. She's got about $12 million in the bank, and her prospective opponents lack name recognition, but more to the point, lack the kind of resources to compete at a statewide level. Her most prominent opponent, Jeff Deal, is a member of the State House in Massachusetts. He represents a district in Plymouth County near the South Shore. He was a big Trump supporter. And so Trump, with a low job approval rating in Massachusetts, it's just hard to see a Trump supporter knocking off Elizabeth Warren.
It's always great to talk with our friend Tim Versalotti, director of the Western New England University poll. In other words, he's a pollster and he really deals with science. A professor of political science. Tim, thanks so much for being with us. When we come back the next time, let's talk a little bit about how the American people are greeting tax reform.
Okay.